Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. George Gamond, it's the Tuesday show. How's everyone today? Are you having fun yet? Okay, so what are we going to talk about today? Well, a couple things. Well, as normal, I will talk to you, talk to dead people, your ancestors, and see what they have to say. Second of all, we'll get into maybe some past lives a little bit, if you're interested in that. And then I've been thinking about this concept of reading your soul, but it really is kind of reading your higher self. So that's the other thing I kind of do is tap into your higher self. And we'll talk more about your higher self because I have an article about connecting more. And once you connect with your higher self, what's the advantage of it? And I'm talking about the word surrender, and I use the word surrender instead of the word letting go. So it's pretty much the same thing. It's surrendering yourself, your problems, your situation to your higher self, to God. So that's what kind of the theme of the show today. Okay, I put the link to the messenger, and I say I have a caller, and I'll be with you in a second or a minute. Give me a minute. Just give me 1 minute, please. I got to cover some things. We'll do the commercial thing first. And then we'll get into it. Okay, put my link for the messenger. And what I included in today's updates on the messenger an article about, or actually a marketing piece, if you want to use it, be more definitive of what it is, about therapeutic meditations. And I'll just give you the first part. And then you can go from there and read it, the rest of it, because I won't read the whole thing for you. But it's about therapeutic meditation. It's in a practice, something that I've developed over years of being hypnotherapist, studying NLP, shaman practice, metaphysics, all this stuff, right? And teaching meditation for years and years and years and years. So I've come up with this therapeutic meditation, and it's, well, let me give you this part of it, and then I'll let you read it for yourself if you want. You're so inclined to read it. Do you want to increase your prosperity, discover your life purpose, find a loving partner, increase your happiness, joy, and fun? It is your soul's destiny to have all of that. But to manifest your desires, you need your thoughts, beliefs, and life story to match these desires. And then we'll get into a little bit of what normally happens instead of getting all that, what happens to many of us instead of getting that. And then I'll give you some ideas in there about what we do in therapeutic meditations to get you to that place of going from your current life story or history or story and all those thoughts and beliefs that are limiting you to new ones. So that's what it's all about. So take a look at it, read it, see what you think. I've kept them reasonably priced, the sessions, and I do them on Skype or on the phone or even Facebook chat or Facebook Messenger. There's a video thing there that works just as well. Oops, I made a mistake in that. Oh, no. Oh, no. I just saw a mistake. Okay, so sorry about that. Okay, so what I'm going to do of reading this, and I saw a mistake in my writing. And so the sessions are a full session for about an hour, a little short is $60, and for a half session, 30 minutes. We can do a lot in 30 minutes, actually, if you're so inclined to do that sort of thing. So I'll leave that alone. That's my commercial. And then also on there in the messenger is a little write-up about the readings that I do. And I have a special right now, 99 cents a minute, which is kind of relatively inexpensive. Well, it's a dollar a minute, if you want to pay a dollar a minute, but it explains a little bit about the soul readings and about past. Well, you guys know all about that. I've talked about this all the time, but it's more of an extensive version of it versus here it's supposed to be just a minute or so. and then move on. So let me take a call, and then we'll get into surrendering or letting go. But I thought what I would do with that today is, because I'm talking about surrendering to your higher self or turning everything over to your higher self, and you go have fun and turn your problems over to your higher self or God. I thought I'd talk a little bit about a meditation to do that, how to get there, how to meet your higher self. And then once you meet your higher self and really connect with it, and then have an article on 22 signs that you've actually connected with your higher self and are working from your higher self. It's not always the easiest thing to do, but with meditation and persistence and desire, you can do it fairly quickly. I know you can. I know you can. You're good people. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it, right? You can do it. So let me take a call or two, and then we'll get into that. Is the chat room working? There's nobody ever in the chat room anymore. I wonder if it's actually working. I don't know what's happening with the chat room. Did they broke it? Did they broke it? I don't know. Maybe it's broke. Or maybe just nobody likes to go in the chat room anymore. I don't know. Okay, let me take a call. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Are you there? Hello?
Can you hear me? Hi.
Yeah, I can hear you. Are you there?
Me?
Yes. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Speak up. Speak up.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Talk. I can hear you.
Oh. I don't know if it's me or you're talking to somebody else.
No, I'm talking to you. Are you talking to me? I'm talking to you.
Good morning. Good afternoon. I have a cold.
Uh-oh. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been in the chat room? Because I don't know if the chat room's working because nobody's ever in the chat room anymore. It's kind of weird. That's
well,
odd.
I'm on the freeway.
Well, don't get in the chat room, please.
No, I'm on the freeway, so I can't tell.
Okay. Well, I'll ask somebody else maybe after we're finished doing our thing here. So what's going on? Holly, what is going on? Say, I know who you are. I know who you are. I can tell by your phone number I know who you are.
Yeah.
Because I don't get
you. You're living on a ranch.
A ranch?
I know.
You like horses, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And little critters. Lots of little critters. You like goats? Goats are cool.
Yeah, they're funny.
They can be annoying, but they're cool. You don't like pigs, though, do you? Pigs could be.
No.
I wanted a potbelly pig at one time in my life, but I kind of gave up on that idea. Like, really? No, that's a lot of work. Forget about it. Do I see you? Because I see your energy. Like, your energy is drawn to that, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can see you putzing in a...
I got an offer yesterday to live on a ranch. I don't know if I should
I can see you putzing with a garden or growing stuff. And see, if you lived on a ranch, what would you grow? You got to grow things, right?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not worried about that.
So you want to live on a ranch? Do you want to live on a ranch? I keep getting yes.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I keep getting yes to you and the ranch. Man,
yeah,
you
that
get
sounds
boots,
cool.
Boots and all kinds of stuff, huh? Yeah. But you got to get up early. Are you practice getting up early in the morning?
I always ranch do anyways.
Okay, because ranch people get
up at 4 automatically.
Oh, well, then you're a good ranch person. Get up before the sun.
Yeah.
Got to go
yeah,
out and
I'm
feed whatever.
Morning.
Feed the critters. You got to go feed the critters.
Yeah. How long would we stay there?
Go out and shoot the rattlesnakes before they get
yeah,
too close.
Yeah, there's rattlesnakes. That's true.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Well, you just carry a gun, a rifle, shotgun or something, right?
Yeah, you have to.
That's funny. How come I knew that? How long do I see you working on a ranch or living on a ranch?
Mm-hmm.
More than a year. More than a year. Okay, more than a year. I don't get it like forever, but I get more than a year. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. So why not? Go for it.
It'd be a nice adventure.
A good experience for you. Where is the ranch?
Oregon.
Oh, how fun. Beautiful.
Yeah, eastern Oregon, though.
Yeah, well, it's a little drier there. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's okay. They have cattle?
Yes, they raise cattle.
My first thing was sheep, and I thought, no, it's cattle. It's not sheep, it's cattle.
Yeah, it's grass-fed, all natural.
But there's sheep around there, so it must be sheep in the area.
Yeah.
Cattle ranchers don't like sheep because sheep eat everything down to the bear, and they leave nothing. You know that, right?
No, I don't know anything about ranch life.
Oh, boy, you're going to have fun. You're going to know that thing. Well, start reading here.
No, longer than a year and some.
Did I say less than about, I said over a year. Didn't I say over a year?
Yeah, but.
Well, okay, it's forever. No, but it's not forever, but it's at least a year, okay?
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds good.
You're going to miss the city after, well, you get to visit the city anyway, so that's no big deal. Okay, so
yeah.
Enjoy it. Enjoy it, okay?
Okay.
You enjoy it. Have fun. Take
okay.
care. Okay.
Bye.
Stay in touch on your ranch
adventure.
I'm going
to listen. Yeah, I'm
okay.
Listening on my phone. Don't hang me up.
Okay, you're unmuted. You've been muted. She's been muted. So, for those who are joining me later into the show, I put my website, They're the Messenger, which I kind of inherited as an online magazine, but kind of using it for personal postings of things now more than anything. But there are articles from other people if you're so inclined to want to read it. But there's a posting I put up today about the therapeutic meditations and the benefits of that. So let me take some other calls, and then we'll get more into surrendering. How fun is that? Okay, so here we go. Okay, let me give you the order here. They came in, and so you know I'm coming to you, and I'll be with you in a couple minutes. You know, I try to keep these short because, the paid ones are longer, and if you can go to the messenger, if you can read about that too. Okay, so 415-347. We got 2 347s, so I'll get to both of you. Hello.
Hey. Hi. This is
Hi.
Jessica. Hi. And your chat is not open, so that answers that question.
Well, that's weird because it shows it's open here. I don't know why
it's
not
open on the page. I don't know.
Really? Maybe it's broke. It's broke.
Maybe.
It's broke. I'm not going to try to fix it right now because that would maybe mess up something and I would lose you and I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. Because it shows me on the page and doesn't show anybody else. That's so weird. Yeah, they had a problem with the chat the other day, so I don't know what's going on. Okay, so Jessica, what's going on?
So I've been guided to send emails through LinkedIn to like my contacts.
Right.
To sort of like introduce my services and sort of like ask for the sale in a way, like in a friendly manner, just like, hey, if you want help in such and such. And I noticed how maybe I'm like overthinking it a little bit. I have different versions. I'm trying to make something like creative. I'm trying to do shorter ones. I'm trying to do more heart-centered ones.
Okay, let me give you a little hint and think about this, because I was in sales and marketing for years and years, okay? And what you want to really focus on, we used to use this in the car business, that you sell the sizzle, not the steak. So you sell benefit. You sell the benefit. You present the benefit of whatever you're doing. What is the benefit for that person? What is it going to do? I'm going to heal all your diseases. I mean, I'm just kind of blowing this up a little bit. But what is the benefit of what you're offering to people versus just what you do? You can explain what you do, but that gets a little wordy and so forth. You don't want to explain the procedure as much as you want to see the benefit of the procedure. Does that make sense?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. That's definitely a good tip or a good reminder.
So what do you do?
I'm trying to make it as short as possible.
What do you do?
I help people with their love lives.
Like in what way?
So like if someone's single, I teach them how to find the one. If someone's having marriage issues, I help them with their relationship.
Okay, so what you're doing is you're problem solving.
Yes.
Right? So
yes.
What's the first problem? The problem is, are you not meeting your soulmate or your special one? Are you having difficulty meeting that person, right? That's the problem.
Right. And well, so it has to be a general one, because on LinkedIn you don't know if someone's married or single. So I just go, like, well, are you frustrated with your love life, you know? But I think that as soon as, my concern is, like, I think as soon as someone reads that, that they're like, oh, it's a sales letter, click, you know, or they get annoyed. Yeah.
Or you could do is, are your techniques, have they worked for you?
They have, yes.
Then use your own personal experience. And let me share this with you. My experience has been blah, blah, blah. Let me help you, you know, learn what I learned. That's a lot of good people in marketing do is this is how, you know, like the Tony Robbins, this is what it's done for me, right?
Right.
And now let me show you how this can benefit work for you. I hear all this.
Yeah,
you
I like
know,
that.
Guys,
I like that.
People put that out there all the time. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And, you know, this is what it worked for me. I use these techniques and it worked for me and this is how it worked for me. And now let me help you with the same thing. Something like that. That'll help you.
Yeah, so do you think that I'm just reading too much into it of, like, don't be salesy or don't do that, or maybe people aren't
reading it
and be like, just send it and surrender, you know, like those who need your help will contact you.
Yeah, it's not salesy if you're helping them solve a problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're showing the benefit of what you can do for them. And by using your own experience to some degree and keeping it brief, you're showing it works, it benefits you, and this is how I can benefit you because it worked for me.
Okay.
I learned to use a word, but you're not going to use this word, and I have to keep this short because I got other callers. I've learned this secret of repairing my relationships, okay? Or repair, whatever you do, whatever you want to say there. I've learned the secrets of doing this, and I apply these techniques to my own life, and this is what's happened. Now I'd love to share that with you.
And that's it, website and done, or just leave it, have them reply or whatever.
Yeah, it depends on how much space you have and how much space you're going to use, but, you know, I've learned these techniques, I've learned these secrets, whatever the words you want to use there, of how to overcome, you know, like solve my relationship issues, right? Or love issues. And it's worked for me, and this is what's happened, because you got to give them, well, I fell in love, I found the right person, we have a great relationship, we've been together, blah, blah, blah. I'd love to share these techniques with you. Contact me here.
Right.
You're not spelling out all the techniques, because then you create the curiosity of what are those techniques? She's been using this, done all this for her.
So would you agree that I'm guided to do this? I mean, it sounds like a silly question, because somebody was saying, well, is that fun for you? And I'm like, it is fun for me, because, like, you should only be doing it if it's fun. You really should just go take singing lessons or whatever, you know? And I'm like, I don't feel like doing that.
Well, that's good. If it's fun, do it. Absolutely do it. But don't limit your place to one place to do it. Branch out.
Right. Which I am. I just come into my mind to do it. Yeah.
Do it on Facebook.
I'm doing it on LinkedIn.
Yeah,
I don't have Facebook.
If you go to Facebook, you can create your own page on Facebook as a professional, and people will see it. Now, you can advertise through Facebook, or you can just create a page. I have one on Facebook, and it just tells people what you're doing, okay?
Right.
And you reach a lot of people, a lot more people on Facebook than you would ever reach on the other one. You reach a billion people maybe.
I want to.
Okay.
That's fantastic.
Try selling the benefit. And
I will. I'll change it around.
Sure. Okay, very good. Take care.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Here I am, being a business consultant. Well, I was in the business world for years and years. I was in management, and I was in sales and sales management, and I was a marketing director for a small company. So, yeah, it's all fun stuff. It really is. You have to be careful with it. I learned the techniques of soft selling, which is you know, instead of hard sell. But you always have to ask for the sale. But we'll leave that alone. We're not into that. We're not doing this. This is not a sales seminar, so don't worry about it. So I got 347, another 347, then an 860. So we'll try to change gears here and shift a little different direction. Hello?
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 Yes. Who am I speaking to?
Samaya.
Samaya, what's going on in your life that you would want to call in and talk to me about?
A lot is going on. I just wanted to know.
Wait. No, we don't have a lot of time, so we're going to have to keep bring it down to maybe one. Back it up to one, okay?
Okay, relationship.
What's wrong with relationships?
Relationship-wise.
What's wrong with it?
Well, I'm in a marriage that I want to get out of, and I don't know how bad or deep I'm in.
What do you mean, how deep, how bad? You want to know what Spirit has to say about that, or some ancestor, or somebody about, what do you mean, how deep? Explain deep to me.
Deep as in that...
Can you get out?
Everything is going...
Yes, you can.
Can I get out? It seems I'm trying to get out, and it's just like, I don't know.
Okay, well, let's go back to the theme of the show, because this is really kind of a spiritual thing. And you know, you want out of this, and it's important to get out of this. And at some point, you have to kind of surrender to God, or let go and let God, or let go in the universe, or Spirit, or whoever you want to refer to, of, I want out of this, allow me to, show me how to get out of this. Turning it over, saying, you know, right now it seems like the huge mountain to get through, right? It's like, oh, God, I can't get through this, all these problems, right? And then once you surrender yourself and say, okay, God, I can't do this alone. Help me, show me how to do this. And then just be patient and kind of get distracted, do something else. Don't constantly thinking about it. And you'll get the steps. They will come to you. You'll get the guidance you need. You really will, of how to get out of this. It's a process. It's not an overnight thing. And you got to accept the concept of miracles. And I hear for you, you got to accept the concept of miracles. Miracles can happen. They do all the time.
I mean, I believe in miracles and stuff. It just feels like it's not happening.
Well, then God show me a miracle to get out of this. Show me a whole bunch of miracles. I need a whole bunch of miracles, not just one, a dozen of them, millions of them. Just show me miracles to get out of this, okay? You'll get out of it. You'll be done.
Okay.
You'll be done soon. Your heart's not there anymore, right?
Right.
Okay, so it's a done deal. Just ask for guidance. It's a step process, and all the little problems of getting out will be resolved one by one. Okay?
Okay.
Because he doesn't love you.
Huh?
He doesn't love you.
He said he doesn't love me?
He does not love you. Okay?
Okay.
Got it?
Yes.
So if you don't have love, then you're on the road to going a different direction, right?
Right.
Okay? And at some point you can say, you know, here's the problem. We don't love each other anymore. We really don't love each other. What can we do? How can we get out? How can we...
No, are you telling me, like, he doesn't love me? Because he's telling me that he does, but...
No, not in his soul he does it, though. No. His ego is saying, yeah, I love her, because his ego is saying, I want to hold on to this because I don't want to be, I don't want to lose. But his soul is saying, no, I don't want to, I don't really love her. Not the level, not the way she wants to be loved, no. Okay? Got it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
You'll get out of this, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, marriage is kind of a tough thing. Yeah, how do you get out of a marriage? You know, well, I won't go to my own personal experience about marriage and divorce and, you know, not being in love. And sometimes you say you love somebody, but it's really your ego doesn't want to lose something. Or it's not about love. It's about, for men especially, it's not even about love. it's familiarity. And men don't like change, because if you leave a marriage, it's a big change. And we're not always willing to make changes. We'll go along with something that's okay, fine, nice, it's not great, but we don't have to make a change. We don't have to go out into the streets and find another love or cook for ourselves or do this or do that, you know. So we don't want to make a change. So men will hang on to a situation because we don't like change. Women will do that. Women do it for different reasons. Women will hang on. Now, you can disagree with me, and you can tell me I'm crazy on this one. But sometimes women will hang on to relationships out of security, out of a sense of security. So what do you think about that? And it's financial, emotional, and it's all stability and the sense of security, as in a family. When you got children, they don't want to cause conflict in that area, so they'll hang on to relationships more so than men, who still want to, they don't want change. Okay, if love is not the dominant energy in it. So I got 347 and an 860. So here I go. Doing it. Hello? Ooh, it's not working.
Hi.
Oh, there it goes. Hello, who am I speaking to?
Hello, my name is Catherine.
Catherine.
Yes.
Did anybody ever call you Katie?
My grandmother used to call me Katie, and my son's father used to call me Katie.
Yeah, because for some reason Katie came through. Maybe I'm getting your grandmother. Oh, what do you know about
Maybe.
That, huh? Baby, so what's going on, Catherine? With a K,
well,
right?
I'm a
K.
No, I'm a C.
You're a K. That's what I thought. I feel like
no.
My sister was a K.
No.
C.
I'm not a K. I'm a C.
Okay. So, okay. So what's going on, Catherine? What's going on in your life?
Well, my life is going great, except for in the area of love and relationships. And I'm just wondering, what am I doing that it's just not, like, everything else is fantastic. My career is great. I just bought a house. Like, I have an incredible son. It's, like,
okay.
I have great friends.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. So, what do you think is going wrong? And I'll try to give you an answer from the spirit, like your grandmother or whoever comes through, and try to give you an answer what you're doing wrong. But first thing I hear for you is that you've been focused on these other things, and they've been really important to you. Like, all these other things have been very important to you. So your center of focus has not been on a relationship. Not that you can put 100% on a relationship or developing a relationship, but you have focus in other places in your life which have been a priority. So it's been a secondary priority. Now it's raising its little head up, going, okay, I want to be number one now. So you have to make it number one. Okay?
Okay.
And how are you looking for a relationship? The wrong places.
Well, I don't know. I've been seeing a man for about 7 months, and it just...
Okay.
I don't know.
So
it's
what's wrong with
interesting,
that?
What's wrong with that? It's not... I think I... would like more, and
okay. It
doesn't seem to be going in that direction.
So he's content. We're back to men again, and are being content. We don't like change.
Yes, he's very all over the place. He comes forward, he goes back, he comes forward, he goes back.
I know. It's because he doesn't want change. He likes it the way it is. Okay.
Okay.
So what do you want? I'm not going to tell you
what
to break up the relationship. I'll give you what Spirit has to say about this particular relationship. Will ever get to where you want it to be, if you want that answer.
I'm sorry. You don't think it will?
I'm asking whoever, Spirit, your grandmother, or somebody saying, they're going to tell me what to tell you as to will this ever become what you want it to be. And the answer I get is no. No, it won't. Because you'll burn out first. Before it ever got there. And the only way you can push this, if you really want to stay in this thing and you really want it to make it work, you have to what they call the come to Jesus meeting. Which means, in a sense, that's a kind of a humorous statement, but it means at some point you have to kind of make an ultimatum of some form. This is what I want. Here's the problem. This is what I want in a relationship. This is where I want a relationship to go. I really care about you, and I really feel this is really good. But this is where – so how do you fix that? You give it to him and say, how do you fix this? This is where I want to go. And I thought we wanted to go to the same place, right? Got it?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then let him deal with that. Let him think about that. Give him some time and see what he answers. Okay? Because then you put the ball in his court. Tell him what the problem is. This is the problem. Now fix it and see what he does. And I'm not going to give you an answer whether we will or won't, but at least you'll get a definitive answer out of him at that point. Does that make sense?
Yes, that's a very scary proposition, though.
But you got it. But you like living in limbo?
No, I don't like living in limbo.
So, well, you know, I'm not saying do that today, but at some time in the near future when you feel like, I got frustrated with this, I'm gonna present it to him. See what he does. I'm gonna give him 48 hours or 72 hours. You know, just tell him go away, think about it, and come back to me in a couple of days. Give me a decision. Give me how you would solve the problem in a couple of days. Because men take 2 or 3 days to figure this stuff out. When men are faced with an emotional issue, it takes us time for our poor little brains to figure this stuff out. We don't respond quickly to emotional issues. You know that.
No, but they also then generally don't respond well to ultimatums.
Well, you're not giving an ultimatum. You're giving him a problem to solve. Think of it that way. You're giving him a problem to solve. Men love to solve problems, though. Here's the problem. Frame it in a way that it's a problem for him to fix. You got it?
Okay.
And you can do this. You can do this. And you just present it in a way, here's the problem in our relationship. I see it. Here's the problem in our relationship. Or this is where I would like it to go, and it seems to be a problem right now getting there. How do we get there? And then give it to him. Say, how do you fix it? How do we get there? You're not asking – you're not telling him to do it. You tell him, how do we get there? And give him the problem. He'll fix it out. He'll figure it out. Okay? He'll realize you're serious about getting there. Try it.
Okay.
Can't hurt. All he can say is you're crazy. You know, I don't want to go there. And then you get an answer.
Right. Yeah.
I don't wonder if he gets a little offended, you know, because men sometimes need to be pushed a little bit. Okay? Take care. I got to go. I got some other callers. But just think about that. You're going to do whatever you feel is comfortable doing. But that is a proven therapeutic technique from not just from spirit, but from – and I worked with relationship counselors and have taken classes through relationship counselors. That's a really good technique of getting things done. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Take care. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye.
So I wonder if she's going to do it. Good question, huh? Wonder if she's going to do that. Okay, so I got some callers, and I don't know who's been holding. 860, we talked. 856, I think, 952. We got a couple more minutes. I should try to keep these shorter. I really should. You know, it's like I'm kind of like, yeah, shooting myself in the foot financially, but never mind, because I love doing this. So that's probably the answer. Okay, hello.
Hello, this is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. How are you?
I'm good.
Is that a Sandy with an I at the end?
Why?
Well, see, I'm getting all these names wrong today. I don't know why. So maybe I had a lady I liked at one time with an I. So who knows, right? Who knows? So what's going on, Sandy?
I've recently met a man, and we've gone out like twice. And just wondering
new.
What you see that, around
that's
that.
That's really new.
Right.
Well, that's because the energy isn't fully developed yet. The energy is not fully developed yet. There was a spark, right? There's a spark.
I haven't felt anything.
You haven't? There's not. Well, there must be a spark there somewhere.
I don't know.
I mean, you're not saying that there's a connection between you and him.
Not yet.
Okay, well, not yet. A second date? Try the third date. If you don't feel one, then you're done.
Really?
Unless you work. Well, do you work together? Do you spend a lot of time together outside of dating?
No.
And have you developed a friendship, let's say, through emails and phone calls before this?
No, not. I mean, we've talked on the phone a couple times, but no, not a lot.
Yeah, it. Give it at least one more date, but I'm getting a really kind of I don't get a lot of good energy here between you for some reason. I'm not getting a strong energy connection. Maybe it's you presenting it that way, but the energy field here is really weird, as if there just isn't that major wow. And even after the second date, there's usually some kind of little baby wow or some kind of wow or, yeah. And yet I don't even feel like you're really strong friends yet.
No, we're not.
And you don't even
connect. I've only gone out with him twice.
Okay, try one more date and see if there's a connection. But I'm
like
not getting it.
Like a total of 3 hours, you know,
I'd give it one more date. I don't get a strong energy here, but you have to determine that for yourself. And one more date will give you the clue of where you want to go with this. Okay.
Right. But you don't see anything in the future where it's going.
I said I don't get a really good energy out of this, but you need to prove that for yourself, okay?
Right.
I don't get a strong connection, but you have to, at least one more date will prove it to you, okay?
Okay. All right, thanks.
Okay, bye. Ooh, that's a tough one, isn't it? You when you usually meet somebody, you know, I know this is a little... seems a little stereotypical, but generally when you meet somebody in the first 20 minutes, you can pretty much tell if there's a kind of connection there, you know, like, whoa, kind of at least a little whoa, like, wow, this is good. Now, and from all that I've read, and there's a really good articles in the books on this whole subject matter, and you might want to look into it. I remember the author. She wrote some really good book about the stages of relationships. And usually the first stage of relationship is the wow factor. It's that chemical factor, that chemistry, that two people. Now, it might take 2 or 3 dates, but it generally happens pretty quickly. And then it builds into friendship and then into partnership. Then you explore each other's values and interests. The romantic part, the wow part, carries you into the next couple stages. And then at that point, you kind of go, we're going to go any further? And it usually takes about 3 to 6 months in that second or third stage to decide, oh, yeah, let's go on. Because a lot of relationships end at 3 to 6 months because you get through the wow factor. The chemicals start wearing down a little bit, especially for men. And then you get into the reality of who you are. And your values and your interests and just that general partnership connection. And then you go, wait a minute, this is it? No, we're done? It's not working. Not the way I thought it would go. So that's how it works. That's everything that I've ever read on it. Okay, so I have an 856, I think. Do I? Or 4060? No, 856. You can tell me if we've talked. Hello?
Hi, I'm 856. How are you?
You're 856. Fine. Who am I speaking to?
Rosemaria.
Rosemaria. I'm doing very well. So what's going on in your life? You know, a lot of people don't believe that stuff about relationships, but it's been proven.
Right.
True. Scientifically been proven. Not just.
True.
So, yeah, you got to have that spark. Do you have a spark? Do you have a spark with somebody?
Yes.
Good. So what's going on now?
I was wondering if you, like you said to the other call, do they love me or are they interested on their part? Like, like you said, like afraid of change, and that's what I was wondering.
Well, how long have you been together?
I've known him over 30 years.
That's a long time. So, but recently you've kind of kicked into something different, right?
Right.
So you have a long-term friendship or kind of a friendship, but suddenly you've kind of hit the romance spot in it, right?
Right.
And generally those, I mean, I keep hearing this for you, but generally those have a lot of roots to them, and they usually last.
Right.
Because you already have a background, and you always you already liked each other as people, right?
Right.
So when you kick into the romance and you've known somebody for a long time, unless there's some really extenuating circumstances here, like, you know, you got a sick wife or, you know, blah, blah, blah. I don't see any of that. I see that the energy is good for you to go there, and he really respects you and feels like, it's almost like this question of, I wonder why we never got together before, kind of thing.
Right.
Why didn't we ever do this before? Why didn't we go for it when we were younger? We missed out on an opportunity. Let's take care of it now. That's the energy I get on it.
Cool.
You guys are good. Keep going.
Cool.
Don't have expectations. Don't have expectations, though.
Okay.
That's hard to do, right? Because you really like him, don't you? Wow.
Right. And vice versa with him, too.
Well, see, what are you worried about? You have all the roots of a great relationship. You're not developing roots. They're already there. All you're doing is nourishing the roots that you already have. Because you enjoy each other's company. You do a lot of common things which you love to do. You have one major common interest is what I feel, the energy around you. And so you develop it from there. And you want to get married. And you want to get married.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Done deal. Buy the dress.
Cool.
Okay?
Got it. All right. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye.
That's interesting. Love and relationships are fun, aren't they? Ooh, I don't know what happened to the chat room today. I won't be here tomorrow. I'll be here on Thursday. We'll see if we can get the chat. You know, I'm going to try something because I've talked to everybody here, I think. We've all talked. So I'm going to try something real quick and see if I can bring up the chat room. Oh. Ooh, what happened? No. Went back here, and then I tried chat. Ooh, let me try it again. And if anybody's still listening, you guys are still listening, because I try bringing it up again. Okay, now, can you come into the chat room now? Because I tried reintroducing the. I know we only about 3 minutes to go, but I wanted to make sure that I could get it to work, hopefully. Okay, so if you're listening, just say, jump into the chat room real quick if you can. I'm going to post my website again. And so if you want an extended reading or if you want to contribute to the show, then you can do that here if you can see it in the chat room. My friend who's listening is out there somewhere. If you tell me if you can get into the chat room. I have friends out there who are listening that text me. Oh, see, somebody is in the chat room. Cool. Okay, so the messengers, I listed that on there if you're interested in an extended reading or if you just want to contribute to the show. Cool, because the chat room wasn't working. I didn't know it wasn't working earlier. So I have a couple of minutes left. Any other questions? I never got to the articles today. Ooh, how interesting is that? You guys have been a lot of fun. I love the questions. Relationship issues are really interesting, aren't they? Because we get so caught up in them, you know, like, yeah. You got to be careful with relationships, I have found, and asking. Because I have this, I'm just kind of winging it a little bit here. I have this affirmation which says, I'm allowing. You know, I'm letting go and allowing. And so if you throw relationships in there, that starts to, things start to flow. It's like amazing. Or prosperity starts to flow. I have a question in the chat room. Now we have about a minute and a half left. So try that affirmation. I am letting go and allowing all good to flow to me. And then you can put whatever you want after that. Whatever it is, whatever you want. Expectations. Oh, in a relationship? Yeah, you just take it one day at a time. You don't think in terms of, oh, a year from now, we're going to be here, 6 months. You know, just don't put a lot of qualifiers on where it's going. You know, you love somebody and you want it to grow and you want it to connect, but you don't necessarily have to put a whole bunch of, you know, pressure on it to let it be something later on, right? Just go let it be. Let it organically grow on its own. Because if there's a feelings and connection and love, it will grow. It will develop. But sometimes pressure, you put too much pressure on a relationship to be something and it blows up because one person or the other is feeling that pressure for it to go to a certain place. Let it organically get there on its own and leads, you know. But you can have dreams and fantasies about it. That's good. Dreams and fantasies. Okay, I'm almost out of time. Thank you, guys. I appreciate all the callers. I love you guys. And I will be back on Thursday. Tomorrow's kind of a play day for me. Get some stuff done. And, okay, so if you want to contribute to the show, if you want to get a more extensive reading, go to themessenger.info. Or if you want to read about my therapeutic meditation write-up, go there. So thank you. Bye now.